This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am ready.
Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
Yeah, baby! It's a Fantasy Cops kind of mailbag. What's going on, everybody? Adam Azer with Dan Schneier here. Just us two. Talking fantasy and giving you your updated news. We got news on the Packers and Bucks receivers. We got news on Justin Herbert. This is Friday afternoon at 1:50 p.m. as we record. If you're listening on Saturday, you probably know all this news by now, but we'll also do some Fantasy Cops a little bit later. Good afternoon, Dan. What's up, man?
What's up, Adam? We're both pretty excited today because for the first time in a while, well, I'm excited because I'm going to finally get to meet Adam Azer, though I did, again, already meet him before, yep. But he doesn't remember this. I remember it vividly. It held a big place in my heart. It did nothing for him. But Monday night, we're both going to the Giants-Cowboys game. We're excited because Adam and me were talking about this before the pod. Neither of us have been to a live game for the Giants. And like for him, it's like 5 years. For me, probably as long. So there's different reasons why he's even more excited for the game that I've learned that I cannot reveal right now. And we won't be talking about on this podcast, but listen, I can't wait to see the guy over there and give him some hell, because the Oreo take from last show, it still reigns true that I was correct on that one. And all I know is I'm 2-0 against Adam in Tuesday night polls.
That might be true. I also know that you and I are facing off in one of our leagues, and
One of the leagues I'm 2-0 in?
Yeah, it is. I started the Browns.
That's because every single one of the leagues I'm in, I'm 2-0.
Browns DST, baby. I got that garbage sack touchdown.
Oh, you got that luck box TD. Of course you did.
There you go. But I also had Kareem Hunt. So frustrating with Kareem Hunt. Gets stopped at the 1 yard line twice in a row, and Nick Chubb comes in and gets the job done.
Vultures it.
Yeah. All right. Let's get some news and notes going here. Your emails are at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. We had so many Apple Podcast questions. I unfortunately was not able to read all of or get all of them on the show, but I did get the majority of them on. Thank you for those 5-star reviews. They're very important for us. News and notes. Julio Jones could be a game-time decision. Cole Beasley could play this week for the Bucks. Alan Lazard wants to play, but he may not. He did practice on Friday, but the Packers are going to have to give him the green light. Christian Watson also practiced. David Bakhtiari, left tackle, he practiced on Friday for the Packers. Hopefully he can get out there. They've said that they need to get Romeo Doubs more involved. Is there any wide receiver in this Bucks-Packers game, Dan, that you'd want to start this week?
That's a really good question. As far as starting goes, no. I feel like it's going to be impossible to predict. I think this game is going to go way under. I remember we talked about it, I think, on Monday's show, or maybe it was Tuesday's stream, where it was like, we couldn't even believe how low the under was. And I think it's dropped a half point since then, so I wouldn't start any receivers in this.
All right. How about James Conner, game time decision against the Rams? So we'll see what happens there. He's a number two running back if he plays. And if he doesn't play, Darrell Williams is a number three running back.
Desperation.
Yeah. Rashad Bateman missed practice today for a personal issue, but he will play. And so will Devin Duvernay. He's back out of the concussion protocol. Justin Herbert is not certain to play.
No.
So what do you make of that? If he didn't play, how much would it change things for you?
Well, it does change a lot for me. Any league, I didn't get one of the big three tight ends, and I have Gerald Everett, so that's a big problem. Because I don't want to play Gerald Everett with Chase Daniel. It downgrades every single one of those players, including the only person who might benefit from it would be an Eckler type, because they might lean on him even more, especially in the short passing game.
Yeah, let's hope it doesn't happen. I don't want to have to answer questions. Do I start Mike Williams or
I know.
Garrett Wilson, or even worse than that, you know? So it's just hope he plays. And Keenan Allen hopefully will play as well. Mm-hmm. And Buffalo's defense is really beat up. You know, Tua's start percentage right now, I speculated it would be close to 70%, but I think I'm way off, because as of right now, it's in the 20s. That was after, you know, that's on Friday. And people set their lineups, you know, they set their lineup for Thursday. Right. So I don't know what it's going to be, but I suspect most fantasy players say, well, he's facing the Bills. They're amazing. They might still be, but their defense is so beat up. They might be without both starting safeties. At least one's going to be out. They're beat up front. One of their cornerbacks is going to be out. So could be basically all backups in the secondary. And I wonder how you feel about Tua Tagovailoa.
I think one thing people are looking at a little too, I guess, in-depth into is the scores of the Bills-Dolphins games from last year. They're saying, oh, look at how little, you know, look at how bad it was for Miami's offense last year. I'm like, well, guess what? It's a completely different offensive system. So I can't, I got to throw it all out. Not to mention, different system, and they didn't have Tyreek Hill on the field. So I throw all that out. I'm kind of with you. I think Tua is a better starter. It's definitely worth more starting in more than 20% of leagues. That's obvious.
Yeah, it's up to 26 right now. And
26.
I would start Derek Carr over Tua against the Titans. I would start Cousins against the Lions. But I would start Tua over Wentz. I would start Tua over Brady and Rodgers. I'm the only person who likes Russell Wilson this week. I would start Wilson over Tua. How do you feel about Wilson this week? Sunday night against the Niners.
Yeah. What do we know on the Jeudy status? We think he's out, right?
I haven't seen anything good about Jerry Jeudy, so
there's
assuming
nothing good about that. And they're like, it's not just that. Hamler's also probably out. So
Hamler's been practicing, actually. He might play, but
I
think probably limited.
I don't love Russell Wilson this week. I actually think D'Amico Ryans, the 49ers defensive coordinator, is the most underrated defensive coordinator in the NFL. And I love what he does. So I think that's going to be a bad game for Russell Wilson.
Okay. So you'd start two over him.
I would start two over him.
There's almost no better feeling than sinking into the couch for a long Sunday of football. But you know what's even better? Watching football on Sunday and having the chance to win free cash. With CBS Sports Football Pick'em, you can do just that. Get into the action this week to show off your knowledge with the chance to win the $1,000 weekly prize and the $100,000 jackpot. Get started now at cbssports.com/play. cbssports.com/play. Or if you're on the CBS Sports app, click more, the more menu. Once again, that's cbssports.com/play. Or on the CBS Sports app, click more. No purchase necessary. See rules for details. Time for Apple Podcast questions. This comes from Michigan 97. Should I trade Michael Pittman for Joe Mixon?
We would, I mean, again, with these types of questions, we need context.
He's getting,
we need to know
there.
Your running back situation. We need to know your wide receiver position.
It's there. It's
but
right there.
Having said that,
yes, you should do it. He has Amon-Ra St. Brown, Justin Jefferson, and Cortland Sutton, and his running backs aren't good. So, yes, you should do it.
Yeah, well, then that's...
You should do it anyway. Give me a break. Mixon ahead
anyway,
of Pittman.
Adam, in a full PPR league, that's an anyway for you?
Mixon is... Yeah, Mixon's going to catch some passes.
What? When does Mixon ever catch passes?
Week one, buddy.
I know, he did.
Yeah, and he caught a lot of passes at the end of the year. He's among the leaders in routes run among running backs. He's Joe Mixon. He's a 25 touch running back. Maybe not 20 touch running back. Come on, Schneier.
Did you read Ben Solak's article this week in the Ringer about that Bengals offense?
No,
it was not pretty. It's not the
offensive
line. That's from everything I've heard. It's not the offensive line. It's Burrow right now. That's the summary. Burrow is not playing good football. He can't figure out how to beat the too high look. Which is the same thing that struggled, you know, thing that Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen struggled with for like a 6-game stretch last year. So
That's
I think they'll figure it out, but it could be a few more ugly games.
You know who's going to benefit from that?
Who?
Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon?
Yeah.
He should.
Seriously. This is from Dre Dub, sucka. 16-team PPR. I had Trey Lance. Wow. All right. This is a lot of names here. So he gave up Tua, Justin Jefferson.
Tua Jefferson.
Just James Conner, A.J. Dillon.
Okay.
And I won't even read the rest.
It's a blockbuster.
He got back Josh Allen, Leonard Fournette, Miles Sanders, Alan Lazard.
No.
Yes,
I don't like it.
I do.
What do you mean? Yes. You like that?
Such a quarterback upgrade. Going
he
from
just
Tua
lost
to
Justin
Allen.
Jefferson.
He got Leonard Fournette.
No, he gave Connor, got Fournette, and lost Jefferson for Lazard.
Well, he did get Fournette. Fournette
for Connor.
Well, it doesn't matter who it's for. The upgrade.
We're comparing what the trade is. So we gain a little at running back. We gain a decent amount at quarterback.
Yeah.
And we lose everything at receiver here. We lose everything.
He also got Miles Sanders. He gave up A.J. Dillon.
Yeah, that's even worse. I'd rather A.J. Dillon than Miles Sanders.
Josh Allen, though, is just like incredible.
This is a one quarterback league?
Yeah.
I'm out on this trade.
All right. He still has DJ Moore, Treylon Burks, and Daryl Henderson.
Don't give up Justin Jefferson or Cooper Kupp if you have them on your team, unless you get insane amount offered. You need a top five player to give those guys up.
All right, this is for, you know, honestly, Josh Allen might be a top five player.
Not in one quarterback league.
16-team league.
If you think that, then you should be taking him next year, Adam, in our mock drafts in the round one, which you never do, or round two.
Don't challenge me like that. This is from Josh. This is from Jonathan. Can we get a boxing match between Adam and Heath? You could charge $5 to watch and donate the proceeds.
Wait, now
to
there's Adam
Jude.
Heath beef that I don't know about?
Oh, Adam Heath beef or beef has been going on for years. Absolutely.
I feel like there's all sorts of beef, FFT beef, that I don't know about. Most imaginary. Let's just be clear about that, because we know sometimes people think that, or most for fun, I'm saying. Sometimes people think it's real, it's not. But the Adam Heath beef, that one might be something I need to look
a few years ago
into.
I called him an idiot moron on the show.
What?
Because he dropped Carson Wentz back when, okay, I thought Carson Wentz was good. He dropped Carson Wentz for that wide receiver on the Jets who had a neck injury that unfortunately ended his career.
Quincy Enunwa.
Yeah, Enunwa. Yeah. He dropped Carson Wentz for Quincy Enunwa in a 10-team league, and I was like, he did it on the air, and I just lost my mind.
Aren't you the same guy who once dropped Justin Jefferson his rookie season for like nothing
for Peyton Barber?
Yeah. Did he lose his mind on
he
you?
Had
when
six
that
target.
Happened?
Well, we shared a team. That's the thing. He did it on our team.
Oh, that I completely understand.
Yeah. He on our team. He dropped Carson Wentz for Quincy Enunwa on the air.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. All right, here's the question from Jonathan. Yes, we can get a boxing match going on, except I don't think I'll be participating in it. Start a running back, a wide receiver, and a flex in PPR. The running backs are Dylan, Robinson, and Clyde.
Okay, running back, receiver. The running backs are Dylan, Robinson, James Robinson, I assume, and Clyde. We need one of those?
Yeah, I have an unpopular take on that one.
Oh, I'm going to go Clyde.
Yeah, I'm going to go Dylan. I figure most people will probably go Clyde. Yeah, their run defense hasn't been very good. I don't know what to make of it, but I just think they're going to try to run so much. And I do think he'll be more involved in the passing game. I remember he had a ton of catches in week one, but that's fine. Yeah. Most people take Clyde, so go for Clyde. Jerry Judy's back practicing, but he's stretching, so good sign there.
Stretching.
Now we need a wide receiver. Curtis Samuel, Allen Robinson, Jerry Judy, Drake London.
No, for now, let's just say Judy's. We can't put him in because we don't know if he's going to play. I would go Drake London there. The use of Drake London, man, there is reason to believe that you should be buying high on Drake London right now. And I know he's had two good weeks, so it is a buy high, but the usage rates for him are absurd right now.
Yeah. So London would be the wide receiver, and then the flex would be Judy if he plays. Mm. And for me, it'd be Dylan if he doesn't.
This is PPR or no?
Uh-huh.
Yes?
Yes.
Full?
Yes.
Okay, well, then no, it's definitely not going to be Dylan for me. Let me just hear the other receiver options.
Do you not have the notes? I emailed them to you, didn't I?
I did. Well, listen.
They're Curtis Samuel, Allen Robinson.
Hold on. I'm scrolling. Okay. Curtis Samuel for me, okay. Especially full PPR.
Chef Joel Christie needs some help in a half PPR league. RB2 and a flex from the following. Jeff Wilson, Damian Pierce, Rashad Penny. Give me the RB2.
RB2 and a flex. Jeff Wilson for me.
Same. And then a flex. Pierce, Penny, Juju, Dotson, Noah Brown.
Pierce, Penny, Juju, Dotson, Noah Brown. That is... What? Can we flex one of these first guys? Why not?
Yeah.
Damon Pierce. Pierce.
Yeah, Wilson and Pierce. Danny has a trade question.
Wow, we agreed. Let's go,
we
Adam.
We did. Who would you rather have after week two, Sutton or Fournette?
Yeah, for me, it depends on if it's his full PPR or not. I know, actually, me and Adam actually had a similar debate, I think, on Tuesday's show. I go Sutton. I'm sure it's Fournette for you, right, Adam?
Yes, it's Fournette. I don't understand.
And that's
like,
probably the right answer, by the way.
It is the right answer. If you were drafting...
Not definitely. Don't say it.
If you were drafting today, like, when would you... At what round is the first running back come off the board? Jonathan Taylor is, what, like, round 4 or 5 for you?
No, I'm still taking JT. Here were the running backs I thought presented decent value at their price this year. Taylor, McCaffrey, Barkley, Fournette, Swift, And I was okay on Javonte Williams. Out of the top backs, those are the only ones I've thought presented value. So Fournette was in that. And so I think ultimately Fournette is a good pick. But the problem is a lot has changed since I liked since the drafts from Fournette. Left tackle Donovan Smith, yeah, he might be back this week, but he's playing hurt. They've lost multiple players as wide receiver position. So overall, that offense is just not functioning the way I needed it to be for Fournette to be the value that I want him to be.
That's short term, in my opinion.
Maybe. But I mean, look, we don't know if Godwin's injury is going to linger. We don't know if this Julio at this point, like,
right.
Me and you liked him in the pre-draft process. I think I'm totally out on that take because this guy's just always hurt at this. He's just body is breaking down.
Here's a question from Adam. 12-team, three wide receiver.
Did you read this one just because it was an Adam?
Yeah. No.
I thought so.
Currently, all right, he's in a 12-team, three receiver and PPR flex, and flex full PPR league. Start two of the following. At least one has to be a wide receiver. Miles Sanders, Darrell Henderson, Jeff Wilson, Robbie Anderson, Chris Olave, and Drake London.
First, would you say that was the worst joke I ever attempted to make on FFT history? I would.
The Adam thing?
That Adam thing was so bad.
It could have been worse.
I don't know if I've ever done worse than that. Maybe you, but not me. But I need to start two, at least one receiver.
Drake London.
London, for sure, as far as, but he needs to start two. So
yeah, there's an
London
easy one.
London and Wilson for me, or London and Sanders.
Yeah,
London and Sanders, Sanders for sure.
You're
going to be right on that Sanders thing, Adam.
I hope so. All he has to do is stay healthy.
Looks good, man. He looks good.
Well, the Eagles' offense is just tremendous. Yeah. This is from, what is this?
Dennis, Punky, Zach, and Steve. No idea.
Yeah, Dennis, Punky, Zach, and Steve, I do not know.
Is anyone ever good at these, Adam? Like, is anyone on our staff good at these, like nailing these every time?
Yeah, if you have Google.
No, I mean without Google.
No, I wouldn't say nail it every time. All right, Ben's question. We have a league mate that puts Michael Gallup on IR when he's ruled out, and then he leaves Gallup in the IR when he's upgraded to questionable. Does this player have to put him out of the IR to use the roster spot when he's questionable? The site allows for it, so I tell the league, everyone can do it, so I do not deem it illegal. And P.S., yeah. I am that player.
Yeah, Ben, I am a big believer in whatever the site allows, you allow. And if you have an issue with that, because here's the thing. We used to, in my league, try to do this whole thing where you would police it and you'd be like, oh, if he's not on IR, he's on IR. That led to so many problems because people, who's going to track all that, right? Like, who's going to sit there? It would be your job, I guess, as the commish. And that's not fair to the commish. So I think whatever the site allows should go.
I think that's a very lazy approach to it, and it gets you to the wrong conclusion. Because no, Michael Gallup should not be in an IR spot. Are you kidding?
Well, then fix it on this. Like,
well, I guess he can. If you're on CBS, you can fix that.
Who's gonna police that, Adam?
If you're on CBS, you can make it so that only players on IR or PUP can go in an IR spot, which is what you should do. But if you're not on CBS, then you have to police it or police your opponent.
World of Story, play fantasy sports on CBS.
There you go. Harrison Butker has been ruled out.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
That kills all my lineups.
Shaq Leonard has also been ruled out.
That one is a little more interesting.
Yeah. Okay. More questions from Apple Podcasts from Tony in a town in Georgia that has the best team in college football.
Yeah, they do.
That would be Athens.
Yep.
Cool town. I traded McLaurin and Pollard for Najee Harris and Kyle Pitts.
What? You see my handle. Reach out to me on Twitter. Invite me to this league. I'll play it.
A+. From No Name, what do I do with Zeke and Allen Robinson? Is there a player that I could package them up for and try to get? Or does everybody already understand that they are trouble? Zeke and Allen Robinson.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big believer in selling apps at their absolute floors, which is what you'd be doing right now by selling either of these two players. So I don't think so. I think the answer is no. You got to hold.
Okay, sorry, just getting some injury updates here.
Sure.
Josh Jacobs missed practice with an illness. Hunter Renfrow still out with a concussion. And Denzel Perryman, starting middle linebacker for them, is out today with an ankle injury. Ooh. That's Friday. Okay, from Anthobel, I just traded Drake London and Antonio Gibson for Kyle Pitts. I was the Cole Kmet manager. What do you think about this trade, giving up London and Gibson for Kyle Pitts?
This is a very, very interesting trade because on the surface, it seems like you're buying low on Pitts, and that's an amazing thing to do because before the season, right, everyone loved Pitts. The tight end believers like myself are saying you can take him as early as mid to late round 3. You weren't taking London there. You certainly weren't taking Gibson anywhere near there either. But what we've learned so far this season is Drake London is going to be a force all year, at least in my opinion. That seems completely obvious to me. His target share is amazing. His route percentage is amazing. And ultimately, what Arthur Smith said this week, the Falcons coach, really stood out to me. He's like, look, if defenses are going to continue to play us the way they have been, and that means bracket coverage on Kyle Pitts, we are not going to force the football to Kyle Pitts. He's like, big games will come, blah, blah, blah. But the main thing he said was we're not forcing the ball into bracket coverage. So I still think Drake London is going to lead that team in targets and receptions and everything. So I kind of wouldn't do this deal. I know you're hoping to get the tight end advantage there, and it might still happen. But, man, Adam, I feel horrible about all my Kyle Pitts shares. I don't feel like this is a clear buy low right now.
I think it's a clear buy low. I just don't know that Drake London is a clear sell high. He might just be really good. Okay. You know,
you think Pitts is a clear buy low though?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, look, could his value get any lower?
It could stay.
You know, would you take him over Dallas Goedert? I think that's a tough.
Oh, tight end wise, yeah, of course.
Well, with the way the Eagles' offense has been clicking, you know, I don't
know. No, but upside wins championships.
Yeah, I would still probably do that, nobody should be shocked if this week Drake London has 40 yards and Kyle Pitts finally gets going. But
it's possible.
Yeah, you know, that could be a back and forth all year. If they keep playing bracket, at one point the teams start to cover Drake London with more.
That's intent. A good question. Yeah, right.
All right, from A-team, 10-team PPR league, who should I start between Lamb, Waddle, Mike Williams, and Brandon Cooks? Sit one of them. Lamb, Waddle, Mike Williams, Brandon Cooks.
Waddle, you obviously have to lock in. Williams, Brandon. So Williams, look, if Chase Daniel plays, if they don't play Justin Herbert, I'm now worried about that. But Waddle, he's what? He's starting how many? How many were starting?
He needs to sit one. Lamb, Waddle, Mike Williams, or Brandon Cooks.
I mean, if Herbert plays, I'm sitting Lamb.
Okay. I was either going to say him or Cooks.
Or Cooks, because that could be a gross, low-scoring game. But
yeah, it's tough. You know, Cooks should be fine.
I don't love Lamb with Cooper Rush. I know he's funneling targets there, but those are not good targets.
I think that's a good call. I mean, you get 10 to 12 targets, two games in a row for Cooks going up against the Bears should be good.
Yeah.
All right, right. This is from a new dad who listens every day with his newborn.
Thank you.
Zoe 2 needs two flexes in a PPR. McLaurin, DJ Moore, London, Jeff Wilson, Juju, Damian Harris, Raheem Mostert.
So for me, at least, I'm going to rule out all of these running backs to start in a full PPR, especially because they're the Wilson, Damian Harris, Mostert types who don't get targets anyway. Okay, so now I need two receivers, so McLaurin, DJ Moore, London, and Juju. This is tough. I think I'm curious who you're going to go, Adam, because I think we might have completely different picks here.
Go ahead.
I'm going London and Juju.
I'm going London and Moore.
Okay.
But don't feel confident in it.
Don't either.
Neither of us said McLaurin.
No.
MD Juarez, 10-team half PPR league, three wide receivers and a flex. I traded Marquise Brown and Daryl Henderson for Mike Williams.
Nice. Great trade.
All right, from No Name, I've started DJ Moore each of the first 2 weeks. Wah, wah. I was able to add Drake London. Should I start London over DJ Moore?
Wow, what a league. You got London off waivers. Impressive. We just kind of went over this in the last one. I said yes, Adam said no.
Yeah, I go Moore.
We're split on this, but I think you can go either way.
From TM Caps, if you had Cole Kmet, would you trade away Austin Eckler and Amari Cooper for Alvin Kamara and George Kittle?
No, hell no.
Yeah,
we're trading for Alvin Kamara, who's injured, and Kittle, who's back for now, potentially, but probably not even yet.
Jeez.
And
then, sorry.
Well,
you're so angry about it. I'm sorry to TM Caps.
We're trading
You didn't deserve that.
Injured players.
You didn't deserve that. I'm so sorry.
No, he is right. You didn't deserve that. I'm sorry.
All right, let's see. Bud Dupree has been ruled out for the Titans. Taylor Lewan has been ruled out for the Titans.
Oof, that's not good. That offensive line is so gross.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're settling your league disputes. We'll be right back on Fantasy Football Today.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Hello, everyone. It's Micah Richards here.
You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean, outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.
That is me hitting the wrong button, ladies and gentlemen. And that is me playing the fantasy.
I thought you were just trying to give yourself a round of applause for how great the host you are.
I do that after every show in a mirror, so I don't need to do it out the air. Adam and Dan back here to settle your league disputes with the Fantasy Cops. Here we go. This one's from Danny. Dear Dangle, Jr., Garcia, and Jones.
Sopranos characters? Just kidding.
Reno 911.
Never saw that show.
Really underrated, and the movie is so funny.
I've heard.
All right, 10-team, 1QB PPR Dynasty League. A trade went through yesterday between two teams, and it threw our league into chaos. One of the owners is a massive Dolphins fan. He's bragged about having Tua in four other leagues, as well as Hill and Waddle in some leagues. So Tua was on waivers in this 10-team league and was picked up for $199 out of a $200 fab budget by a different manager. The Tua lover then proceeded to trade away Derrick Henry, Aaron Rodgers, a 2024 first round pick, and $190 in fab to get back Tua and Elijah Mitchell.
This is such a disaster.
We have no veto process or anything like that. Most of the league members have no issue with it, as their mentality is all trades are fine except collusion. Yeah. However, there are a few who are genuinely upset that this could be a huge competitive shift in the league, and now everyone is going to want this type of return for their younger guys, making trading not likely to happen. Out of spite, two of the people against this then made a trade of Kamara for Sky Moore to prove a point, I guess. I'm usually in the camp of, as long as it's no collusion, the trade should stand, but I've never seen this level of lopsidedness in a trade before. What should we do?
What a question, because I am also usually in the camp of no trade should ever be vetoed unless there's collusion. However, having said that, like I've mentioned before on podcast, there was once an issue in one of my leagues. I think Adam hates the story, but I'm telling it again. Or it looks like he really hates
it. No, I'm good. If you're watching, I'm laying back. I'm actually really not feeling well today, so I'm struggling physically. I'm just chilling in my chair. Go ahead. Okay.
Well, one time in a league I was in, we had a manager doing something similar, but it wasn't collusion. So what we eventually had to do was vote to remove that manager from the league. We decided he was too bad at fantasy football to play in the league. And that decision, by the way, has been like laughed at and joked about for years now. And we're friends with a guy, and it wasn't a decision we are happy about. We regret it because it wasn't nice. But the problem here is, like, I want to still be a league where you don't veto things, but then you look at it like, wow, this really does screw up the competitive balance of the league, because Derrick Henry, Aaron Rodgers, a 2024 first, and it's the budget. So essentially the dude paid $9 in free agent money for Derrick Henry, Aaron Rodgers, and a 2024 first round pick. He now has a massive
rookie advantage. Pick, by the way. It's a dynasty league.
Oh, okay. A rookie pick. That's still amazing. Those things are worth insane. What was this guy doing just to get Tua? And why was Tua on the waiver wire in a dynasty?
Yeah, that's another good question.
There's just so much going on here that I don't understand, but like the Kamara Sky Moore thing was just wild.
That one needs to be reversed immediately. Immediately. Yeah. You cannot make a trade like that, just approve it to the rest of the league trade. That gets reversed. Yeah. I would let the other one stand because, once upon a time, Isaiah Thomas signed Eddie Curry for like $50 million, or no, Jerome James. And we had to live with it. We didn't have the commissioner step in and go, no, Isaiah Thomas is too bad at being a general manager. So I would let this one slide. But
David Stern did once weigh in. The Lakers.
The Chris Paul thing, right? I'm usually one to be like, no, reverse it, but what if Tua becomes amazing? What if he becomes amazing in a dynasty league?
Like, yes.
You know? So I think
and
it's
Aaron
okay.
Aaron Rodgers is done. So that's the thing. That's the main reason you can't reverse this.
Aaron Rodgers is done. Okay. Not done.
You're
going to regret that.
He's retiring in a year or two.
All right. This is from Colin. He says, dear Giannis, Drew, Chris, and Brooke. Those are Bucks. I'm the commissioner for a competitive family league that includes several generations of family members. I have a reputation of making good trades that can look like steals by the end of the year. The youngest manager is my 12-year-old cousin. He is by no means a bad manager. He finished 8th last year, but he's definitely the least experienced of the group. Said cousin has players I want to trade for, but I don't want to make a trade offer if my other family members think I'm taking advantage of his inexperience. Should I be more cautious in sending a trade offer to my 12-year-old cousin in this situation, even if it's the same offer I'd send to any other manager if they had the same team?
It's a good question. He has an example of a trade he'd make. It would be give Brandon Cooks and Daryl Henderson, receive Pitts and Olave, which I think is
I don't even know if you're winning that trade, so go ahead and send that one.
Yeah, I think you are probably winning that, but it's close. It's really close, and that's totally fair to offer. I don't know. I'm a believer that you should just treat him like any regular member of the league. I think that's how he'd want to be treated. It's the best way he's going to learn. And, you know, he'll get better as time goes. Like you said, it's inexperience, and this is the experience he needs making trades. So I'm fine with it.
Okay, last one. From Noah Brenner.
Baseball.
Adam, this is actually a baseball question, but I couldn't find your baseball email. That's because it doesn't exist. I'm in a head-to-head points league. We're now in the playoffs. I was late with setting my lineup by 10 minutes. My opponent agreed to allow me to swap out some players so we could have a true competitive match. However, the league manager flat out refused on the account that it broke the rules. This is a money league, but it's also a social league. We're all old high school friends now in our 50s. For context, the draft is live. It's an extremely casual event with a party atmosphere. Sometimes guys take 10 to 15 minutes to draft a single player. So I'm absolutely baffled as to why the league manager is now adhering to such cutthroat rules. I was hoping you and the crew could discuss. All right, he was 10 minutes late to set his lineup. His opponent said, it's fine. The league manager, the commissioner said, nope, can't do it. What do you think?
I am so with Noah Brenner on this one. This is an awful decision by
Would you say
manager.
This is a Noah Brainer?
This is a Noah Brainer. Nice. Yeah. That one was better than my earlier joke by far.
Oh, sure.
I'll admit it. Well, that's obvious. But But look, Noah, this is unfair. First of all, you guys are in your 50s now. This is a little much by the league manager. It was 10 minutes late. It's a social league. People are taking 15 minutes to make a draft pick. It's for fun. The other manager agreed. That's the key thing here. The guy you're facing agreed. If he had said, like, no, I want you to play the bad guys that are benched and injured, then it's like, all right, I guess he's sticking to the rules. But this dude agreed. So this is a no-brainer for me. No-brainer.
Yeah. I had a similar situation in the baseball league. I'm the commissioner. I remember when one of our producers, he missed his lineup by like an hour. And he got really mad at me for not letting him change it. And
I'll say this, Noah. Were you respectful when you like stated your case to the league manager, commissioner? Like, you know, I feel like, all right, you know, I should be allowed to make these changes because the other manager agreed. Because let me tell you, the person who texted Adam, I wouldn't call that respect that he showed him.
No, he was so mean about it. It was hilarious. All right. Those are your Fantasy Cops questions. Thank you very much. Keep them coming in. These are emails from fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Matthias Souza is in a half-point PPR league where you start three receivers. So pick three. Thielen, Aguilar, Burks, Noah Brown, Sterling Shepard. And would you play any of these over Zeke at flex? Thielen, Aguilar, Burks, Noah Brown, Sterling Shepard.
I'm looking at him now. I'm thinking about it. We need three of these.
Yeah, Aguilar is pretty interesting because Jacoby Myers may not play. Thielen is I'm definitely going with.
I guess.
Burks I'm going with.
I don't like any of these players. I guess Burks is the only one if he's playing, if he's fully healthy and going. Thielen, I guess. No, I would not start any of these guys over Zeke.
All right, so Thielen, Burks, and I would say Aguilar if Myers is out, and Sterling Shepard if Myers is out.
How'd you get to the point where you have to play three of these guys, man?
I don't know. That's why he's 0-2. From Trey. Okay. This is a 2-0 keeper league, 4 point per passing touchdown leagues. Should I trade Mahomes for Jalen Hurts? I cannot keep Mahomes anymore after this season, and I can keep Hurts for a 9th rounder next year with 2 more years after this season.
I love this trade for you. I think there's a non-zero chance Jalen Hurts outscores Patrick Mahomes this year. Like, it's not probable, I would say, but it's definitely possible with the rushing floor and the rushing upside. Then you get to keep him for 2 more years
and
it's after
4
that.
Point.
And it's 4 point, right?
Yeah, and I think you should probably, you know, can we get rid of non-zero chance and maybe make it more like a little bit bolder?
You hate non-zero chance, you hate anti-fragility, you hate all
anti-fragility is ridiculous.
No, it's not.
Although I did read about it
in stock market terms,
and it does kind of make some sense.
Okay, that's what I thought. Read about non-zero.
I know. I think I know what non-zero. That one's easy.
Okay.
All right, this is from Brett. I have Nick Chubb. Should I trade Nick Chubb for Saquon Barkley and half PPR?
This is a snap yes for me. Adam, you're off?
No, I'm going to say no.
I know. You've been off the Barkley train forever.
How good is Nick Chubb? I mean, come on, folks.
He is the best running back in pure running back in football. But that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be better than Barkley rest of the year in fantasy. He doesn't have as much ceiling from receiving upside.
He does not. Half PPR, I'm taking Chubb. Full PPR, I'd take Barkley.
It's fair.
All right,
I will say this. I am higher on Chubb and Cooper and Njoku and anyone that I've ever been after actually watching Jacoby Brissett last night. He was freaking good last night. I don't care what anyone says.
All right, good. I'm glad you brought this up.
I've ever seen.
I'm glad you brought this up, and I'm glad you tweeted about his velocity because I was watching and thinking the same thing. He is throwing the ball as hard as he possibly can every time, basically, but he was just throwing fastballs.
The one that went off Cooper's face mask.
Okay, so Jacoby Brissett played well. Mm-hmm. Geno Smith played well in week one.
Right.
Sam Darnold played well for four games last year. Mm-hmm. Jared Goff scored 20 or more fantasy points in three of the first four games in 2021. I do not believe it. I do not buy it. I think the biggest takeaway from yesterday's game is that the Steelers' secondary is awful. They have no pass rush without TJ Watt. They are a cake matchup. They have allowed four wide receivers to go over 95 yards. Chase Cooper, Jakobi Meyers, and Nelson Agholor. Cooper just went over 100 yards in back-to-back games for the first time since 2016. I'm still going with the longer track record of Jacoby Brissett being really bad for fantasy. This is not the best wide receiver he's ever played with. I would say Cooper's right up there with T.Y. Hilton, and T.Y. Hilton had two bad years with Jacoby Brissett, in between great years with Andrew Luck. So I'm just not buying it. I do think sell high. Of course, there's the Deshaun Watson thing for the last few games of the year.
For the playoffs.
So if you're 3-0 after this week and you have Cooper, then less of urgency to sell. But I don't know. I think a lot of people, I got the sense from Dave and Jamie that they were more in on the Browns offense. I don't want to speak for them. I'm getting the sense from you as well.
Yeah.
And I'm just not. I still think that they're going to be a really bad offense and they're going to be extremely run heavy going forward.
So I understand the reservations for sure. I just feel like, for me, the big thing here is always Kevin Stefanski. I think he's one of the better play callers in the NFL. Watching that game, like when he takes the third and one shot down the field to Cooper, that's just genius play calling right there. You rarely see any coordinator have the cojones to make that play. And there's such a good, he's facing single. He got exactly the look he wanted. Cooper was wide open in the middle of the field. It's actually a great play call. So I just like watching that offense. I think they're going to throw more. I think they're going to be more efficient, I guess, in the passing game than expected. They might not throw as much as we want.
Kevin Stefanski has non-zero anti-fragile cojones, I would say. Question from Angie. Need your advice.
Whoa. What's that, Angie?
That's thing. Rolling Stones. Garrett Wilson or Christian Kirk?
Yeah.
You couldn't tell? I didn't sound just like Mick Jagger there?
No, you did not.
Garrett Wilson or Christian Kirk?
Kirk. Yeah.
From Alex.
It's a tough matchup, but Kirk.
Pick two of three. Juju, Garrett Wilson, Curtis Samuel.
Yeah, I'm not off the Juju train after one bad week. I still think he's going to be more involved like he was week one before they benched all their starters. So I'm Juju here, and I am, that's a tougher one, Wilson.
From Brandon, two flex PPR league. I've got Aaron Jones, Jeff Wilson, and Kelsey starting. I need four more out of seven. Let's see. Who are we eliminating? Let's eliminate
Shepard,
and I'd say Higbee.
Yep.
So let's get four of these five. Marquise Brown, Juju, James Robinson, Damian Pierce, and Devontae Smith.
I would go Juju and Brown.
You need four.
Oh, I need four. I would go Juju, Brown, Robinson, and the Pierce-Smith one is tougher for me. I'm going Smith just because of the matchup.
You're starting Robinson over Damian Pierce?
Yes.
Because I really am conflicted on that.
I loved what I saw from James Robinson last week. I watched the breakdown of his touchdown run. He looked a lot like the same exact player he was when he broke out in fantasy, which is crazy off the Achilles. But because that's the main reason I faded him was because of the Akers Achilles and everyone else who came back from the Achilles. But did you see that touchdown run? He looked like the old James Robinson on it.
Unfortunately, it was one of his only good runs.
I know. Yeah, it's not a great run blocking offense.
I don't really love Dameon Pierce. I know Jamie says it's his breakout game, and he's definitely got the opportunity. I mean, the Bears are not good. He got every running back carry last week, but you know who I compare it to? Josh Jacobs against the Cardinals last week.
Yeah, what did he get? 24 of 28 snaps, I think, or targets and carries, right?
Whatever it was, he had 19. Yeah. I think he had 19 carries or something like that. You know,
right.
And the thing is, if you're not involved in the passing game, then you right. still pretty much have to score. I don't know if Dameon Pierce is going to be ripping off big runs. I got to see that first. So I love the opportunity. I think he'll have at least 15 carries against the Bears, which should be a good thing.
You're starting to sound like a little bit when you're saying things like not involved in the passing game.
Who, you?
Yeah.
What a novel idea. I'm aware of the value of that, by the way.
Well, I know you're aware of it, but just remember, team receiver, team receptions here.
Yeah. From Sean, my wide receivers are too good. I have Jefferson, and I can only start two of the next four. Drake London, Christian Kirk, Brandon Cooks, and Michael Thomas.
Drake London, receivers are too good. Jefferson, and I only get two of these. Kirk, for sure. Let's lock him in. Man, this is a tough call.
And Michael Thomas.
Kirk and Thomas,
one.
Yeah.
Kirk Michael Thomas, Thomas is one for me. So you're going Kirk over Cooks?
Kirk over Cooks, Kirk over London, yeah.
Okay. Basically, I would have probably Cooks and Kirk back to back.
1-2. Okay.
No, I would have Michael Thomas two, one three, and then yeah. toss up between Kirk and
I
Cooks.
Will say this though. If Kirk is gonna have a slower week, which I'm not actually sure he will within this offense given how they've used him, it will be against the Chargers.
Right.
Chargers defense looked legit on Thursday.
This is from Steve in a town north of Seattle, which he says is Anchorage.
Oh, is that where they filmed Frasier?
Larry, DJ, Kevin, and Robert is the greeting. You got to know that, right?
Larry, DJ, Kevin, and Robert.
And there's a steal by Bird.
Oh. Yeah, Kevin McHale, Larry Bird.
Dennis Johnson, and Robert Parrish.
I knew, yeah.
I think that was a pretty good impression, by the way.
This is all before my time.
You don't know that famous clip? And there's a steal by Bird. Just for myself, for the impression.
Is that it? No, that was just another applause for you.
Yeah, for the impression. Okay, the question is, we need three of the following. DJ Moore, Kyle Pitts. Somebody's at my house right now, and I have no idea who it is. I'm very, very curious.
You know what's so funny, Adam? You finally got your air conditioning fixed in your house.
It's winter.
It's cold.
Yeah. I think that would have affected the heat, too, so.
Oh, God, you might have not ate this.
Yeah. DJ Moore, Pitts,
what
Robbie Anderson. All right, pick three. DJ Moore, Kyle Pitts, Robbie Anderson, Treylon Burks, Khalil Herbert, Ramondre Stevenson.
I hate when you do it that fast. I'm just going to have to look back at the email.
All right, we're starting Moore and Pitts. Pick one. Robbie Anderson, Treylon Burks, Khalil Herbert, Ramondre Stevenson.
Burks for me.
Yeah. From Mike, grade the trade, 10-team, PPR. Give up Stephon Diggs and Antonio Gibson. Get Jamar Chase and J.K. Dobbins.
Ooh. I don't know. I don't know if I'm in on this one. Before the season, I'm certainly in on this one. Now, I'm out because I don't know when teams are going to stop playing too high against the Bengals. But for now, the game plan against the Bengals offense is for the first 2 weeks, has been, and will continue to be, don't let them beat you over the top. And that directly affects Jamar Chase. I know he had a really good week one because T. Higgins was out and the targets were funneled there. But as Adam said on our last show, or one of our last shows, when Higgins is in, he's a completely different receiver for you. And Diggs, on the other hand, is not someone who's easy to stop, as we saw, on Monday night. So I don't think I'm doing this. I also think I'd rather Gibson than Dobbins at this point.
Okay, I'd be tempted to do it because I think in the second half of the year, Dobbins is going to be a lot better than Gibson. And Diggs and Chase will be pretty close.
I want Dobbins to... I love Dobbins as a talent before the injury, but I want him to prove that he can still be that. I need to see it, man.
This is from Jack. Dear Vince, Mike, and Matt, I traded DK Metcalf for Breece Hall in a 12-team PPR league.
Yeah, look, I don't hate this. I don't love it. I don't hate it. I still believe that Breece Hall can be potentially a league winner down your stretch or at any point if Michael Carter gets hurt. And as for Lamb. As for Metcalf, he was just on my avoid list to begin the season. He'll continue to be on that list. I don't want any piece of that offense. They're at this point averaging, they're on pace to have the lowest plays, offensive plays per game in maybe the history of the NFL. It's like 47 and 46.
And they weren't that much better last year.
And they weren't that much better last year. And a lot of those are run plays.
Yeah.
So I just don't want that.
Who are Vince, Mike, and Matt?
Vince McMahon, Mike McMahon, and Matt McMahon. No, I'm kidding.
I think this is wrestling.
Why?
Because I'm Googling it.
Okay.
Actually, I really have no idea. All right, Dan, let's do some YouTube question. What's up, YouTube? Hit us up. What do you got? Oh, wait, Zach has big breaking news for us, our producer, Zach Brook.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if he wants to come in or you want me to read it, Zach? Want to come on in the show? Let me get you on the stream. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
There he is.
Big news.
Yeah. Apparently, Taylor Swift is doing the Super Bowl halftime show.
I thought that was just a rumor. Now it's locked in?
Apparently, for Variety. Wow. So now the question is, what two teams will be competing on the opposite ends of Taylor Swift's performance?
Bills, Eagles.
My big question is there anyone in the world right now who cares less about this than me?
No, but because I actually like Taylor Swift. I mean, I don't really like, I'm not like a Swifty or whatever. I don't know what they call them, but I appreciate, I like her. She's very talented. This will be a good halftime show. And
she's a nice, talented narcissist.
What's that?
There's some beef between Dan and Taylor Swift.
There's no beef. It's just like, I don't like when there's these people who like everyone gets so obsessed with like, what is Taylor Swift really that great?
Yes. And you know what? I think if you have a daughter, you'd much rather her be worshiping Taylor Swift than, you know,
Well
some of the other acts out there. So I appreciate Taylor Swift.
Okay. I respect that.
Yeah. Get the hell out of here, Dan.
I just don't care that she's performing at the halftime show. Give me like Eminem again.
What if she's listening right now and she's logged up?
She doesn't care about me.
We just lost a viewer. I bet that was Taylor Swift. Zach Brook, by the way, is, I think, if there's something going on social media, the most likely person in our company to know about it.
100%.
Yeah, thank you, Zach.
Sure.
All right, let's get some YouTube questions here to end the show. I love Taylor Swift.
I'm sorry, Elizabeth. That was unfair of me. I know everyone loves her. I was a contrarian take.
Dan doesn't listen to music. He's not a music fan.
I listen to a lot of music, but not Taylor Swift. But I will try to be better. I will try to be better moving forward.
Would you start Jerry Jeudy if he plays?
Yes, yes.
All right, let's pick two in half PPR, two wide receivers, and two flex. Okay, so pick four. Chase Pittman, it's going to be them, I think. And then flex, McLaurin, Bateman, Jeudy, Brown, Garrett Wilson. These are all wide receivers.
Bateman, I guess that's Marquise Brown, and I would go Marquise if that's Marquise
Brown.
Well,
I'd go Jeudy, wouldn't you?
I'm a Bateman boy, so Bateman.
All right.
Or are you saying, Jeudy over Brown?
I would go Jeudy over Bateman and Brown, personally.
Okay. I'd just go Jeudy over Brown, but I know matchup.
At some point, I feel like I'm probably downgrading McLaurin a little bit too much. Chase and Pittman are easy.
Why?
He's not bad. He's Terry McLaurin. I do think he's going to get Darius Slayne.
And this is going to be, they're going to get Darius Slayne, and this is also going to be the game where this Washington offense comes way back down to earth.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Adam, do you like Marcus Mariota over Tom Brady this week?
Ooh, good question.
I'm going to say no, but I could totally see it.
Yeah.
I think Dave, Jamie, and Heath have him ranked ahead of Brady.
I don't hate it.
Not like, unlike Taylor Swift, he does not hate it.
I won't ever phrase it. I don't hate Taylor Swift. I just don't love the hype. And I just, if she's playing at the Super Bowl, it's like not great for me. I want to hear like a cool band that I like to listen to.
All right, give me your Super Bowl headliner. Like, who's playing at the Super Bowl?
No, nobody likes the music I like. Like, My Morning Jacket is my favorite band.
Oh, please.
At the Super Bowl. You never even heard of that.
Of course I've heard of My Morning Jacket. Chris Towers thinks they're better than Aerosmith. This is the worst take.
They are better than Aerosmith.
Right. You probably know three Aerosmith songs.
They're a clear-cut better band than Aerosmith. And every better guitar, better drums.
Oh, my God. Are you crazy? You ever heard
guitar
of Joe Perry?
Guitar is not even a question.
You don't even know who Joe Perry is. You don't even know what you're saying. This is one of the greatest lead guitarists in American history.
No way is the Aerosmith guitar. It's one of the greatest.
What songs do you know by Aerosmith? I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. Is it the only Aerosmith song you know?
There's a few others, only the ones that are like popular.
So, yeah, you're embarrassing yourself. All right.
You are embarrassing yourself for saying that the Aerosmith lead guitarist is one of the best lead guitarists of all time.
Have
you heard of Dwayne Allman, for Christ's sake?
Well, they could both Allman? They could both be on that list, you know.
He I'm just embarrassed to believe that you even believe he can hold a candle to Dwayne.
Of course he can. He's Joe Perry. He's incredible. All right. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is my RB1. Who should I start at RB2? Cam Akers, Ramondre Stevenson, or J.K. Dobbins? Henderson. Sorry, Henderson, Akers. Henderson.
I guess. Akers took a lot of huge share, but let's be honest. Akers did get a lot of touches last week, but Henderson was a lot more productive with every touch, and he got the red zone score, so Henderson.
Who'd you rather have going forward, Cooper or Montgomery?
Cooper for me. I'm sure you're on Montgomery, right, because you were just talking about Cooper.
Yeah, I guess I'm on Montgomery. Can we wait to determine after David Montgomery's game this week?
Yeah, that's fair.
I did a trade, Daryl Henderson and Julio Jones for DK Metcalf. Do you think I won this trade?
I guess. I don't really like anyone in this deal. Henderson would be the guy I kind of like the most, but I'm off on Metcalf, man. I don't want to start him. I don't want him in my lineup. He's going to have blow-up weeks, but when are they going to happen? I don't know.
I think I'd probably do it.
Will they even happen too?
Yeah, he's going to have some good weeks. 12-team PPR, pick a flex. Dotson, Mooney, Singletary, or Julio if he plays?
Okay, Dotson, Mooney, Singletary, or Julio if he plays. Why do I want to say Mooney and just be so contrarian? Because I just feel like there's such a squeaky wheel gets grease potential for Mooney here. I'm going to go Mooney. I don't care. I'm doing it.
Unless you hear that Julio is going to be limited, if he does play, then I'm playing him.
Yeah, I just don't think he's playing.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Okay. Choose three. Lamb, Garrett Wilson, Brandon Cooks, Mike Williams, Chris Olave, Jamar Chase, and Amon-Ra. Really?
Wow. So Chase and Amon-Ra, you just lock right
in. How do you put those two last, by the way?
I don't know. And Mike Williams would be my third.
Yeah, same.
What a core. What a receiver core.
James Robinson or Jeff Wilson? I'm going to take Wilson.
Fine.
Castaway, terrible movie.
Terrible movie. That's a good movie.
I wouldn't say terrible, but it's not a movie I have any desire to ever see again.
I wouldn't either. It's a novelty movie. You got to see it once and done.
Jacoby Myers or Elijah Moore at flex, half PPR? Well, I don't know if Myers is going to play.
Yeah, I don't know if Myers is going to play, so it has to be Moore.
Last question here. Higgins, Bateman, Garrett Wilson, Jacoby Myers, and Judy. Higgins is the easy one here. Who'd be number two?
Just start one?
Who would be number two for you?
Oh, two for me would be Bateman.
Two for me would be Judy if he plays. If not, I guess I'd go Garrett Wilson. I'm off Bateman this week. Unless we're talking about the replacements, in which case, love Bateman. You'd have never seen the movie. Oh, you have seen the
movie. I've obviously seen the replacements, Adam.
You've seen five movies.
I have not seen many movies, just like you haven't seen many of the best dramas of all time. So there's a give and a take here.
Okay. Thank you for watching, everybody. Appreciate it. Have an awesome weekend. We'll talk to you Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern with an injury update. 11:30 a.m. Eastern on Sunday. We have our live stream on YouTube. Check us out there. For Dan and Zach, I'm Adam. Later.
The hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What about when your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.